The advent of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was supposed to change a lot of things about the healthcare system, including how patients used it. And so it's not a big surprise to see that emergency room use appears to drop among the newly insured. That is the finding of recent research from the University of California at San Francisco and the Public Policy Institute of California. That is where Shannon McConville is a senior research associate and one of the leads on the research. Shannon, thanks for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
So a big study. Tell us about the starting point of all this.
Well, we wanted to, do a pretty look at all emergency department visits in California, and we wanted to focus on this two-year period before we saw these pretty large coverage expansions under the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and look at the 2 years after and see if we saw any differences. And we were really focused in on people who we call frequent users, sometimes frequent flyers to the emergency department.
I was waiting
department.
For that term to emerge, yeah.
Yeah, and we define that by people who make four or more annual visits to an ED in any given year. And so we wanted to see if there were large changes in the odds of a person being a frequent user kind of post-ACA. And what we found was that the odds of being a frequent user actually went down, although I will say that the share of frequent ED users went up slightly, which might feel counterintuitive, and yet we saw such a large expansion in our Medicaid program, and Medicaid users tend to have higher odds of being a frequent ED user kind of to begin with at a baseline. But once we, again, kind of controlled for the health status of people, whether they had mental health or substance use disorder conditions, the odds in the 2 years post Affordable Care Act coverage expansion, so 2014 and 2015, they went down on the frequent ED use.
All right, so let me understand where the frequent users come in there. So you said their percentage use came up. So then the other people who would visit once in a while for non-emergent reasons, that is what dropped?
That dropped slightly, although total visits have been increasing over the past decade. So everybody is going to the ED more, and that's been a trend that's been ongoing for about the last 8 to 10 years, so well before the Affordable Care Act came in.
And do we know what the drivers are there? I mean, I remember when I was 12 years old getting taken to the emergency room for something a family doctor could have handled, but we didn't have a family doctor.
That's true. I mean, and there are a lot of reasons why people may go to the emergency room for what we call sometimes avoidable or preventable visits. It could be that it's on the weekend or at night when you don't have the ability to go to the doctor. There may be, in some cases, fewer physicians that, say, are available to treat certain patients, and so patients will go to the ED. And as people kind of become insured, some folks for the first time kind of navigating and understanding how the healthcare system works may also be something that's, having people go to the emergency department. The good thing is most folks that are newly insured, at least under the Medicaid program, are in managed care. And so that, means they have a primary care physician and those sorts of things. So providing people get connected to that, we'd like to hope that they will be, using outpatient care more than the emergency department. Kind of moving, in the future.
Shannon McConville, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, senior research associate at the Public Policy Institute of California. We're talking about the ED or ER, you pick your term, emergency department or emergency room use under Obamacare with some changes in patterns. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. You had access to a whole lot of data from the sounds of it, Shannon. How pinpoint what to look at and what to use?
Yeah, California, we really do have this opportunity to see a lot of what's happening given kind of the size of our state. The Obamacare coverage expansions were really large in California. California really embraced the act and so expanded its Medicaid program and also created the Cover California, our insurance marketplace. And so California has seen its uninsured rate cut in half. Prior to it was around 18%. Now we're at lower than 7%, or about 7% uninsured. And so we really did have this huge coverage expansion. And, our emergency departments, see millions of patients every year. So we really did, in the 2 years post-ACA, on average, each year, the emergency department sees, around 7 million people. And so that's just... we were able to look a lot, and we can and look in detail at certain racial ethnic groups, age coverage, a lot of different health conditions, and still have quite a bit of power to try to assess kind of changes in the patterns that we're seeing.
So there are features in the Affordable Care Act that certainly were put in there, I think, with an eye to reducing ED use. I mean, and so therefore there was, I believe, then some expectation that ED use would drop.
I think there was, although, you know, we have to be aware of, you know, we only looked at the 2 years after kind of these coverage expansions came in. So it may be that it takes more time and we need a bit more time to kind of assess how the trends will play out. And I think, you know, we are moving people who were once uninsured and possibly uninsured for quite a bit of time into the healthcare system. And it's, you know, it's not easy sometimes to navigate the healthcare system. I mean, even for me, I'm an insured person. I work on health policy, and there are times when I'm trying to, you know, make an appointment with a specialist or get tests, and it's hard to navigate. And so I think it may take some time for folks to understand and to work again within their managed care system with their primary care provider to make sure that they can get the care that they need and get it where they need it.
I think you've just given a great sense of relief to many people, because they're thinking, if somebody who's a senior research associate at the Public Policy Institute of California has difficulty navigating the system, I don't feel so bad now. So you have issues too with the whole, like, do I need a referral? Do I have to go to the specialist myself?
Yeah, absolutely. And I typically know how it works and how it should work. But if it's me or, say, my child, you know, and, you know, you may have to make phone calls. You have to figure out, is this person in my network or not in my network? Will I be charged? Will I not? I mean, all of these things come into play, and it's not the most transparent of systems. And so, you know, I think we all try to figure it out the best we can. And so as people, again, kind of newly coming in to having insurance coverage, it may take some time for them to, you know, to figure it all out.
So given that you looked at the first 2 years after the ACA went into effect, 14 and 15, was there an upward swing at the end, or downward swing is what you're looking for here, at the end of those 2 years?
Not in terms of total visits. Total visits are continuing this kind of upward trend. What we found went down was kind of the odds of you being a frequent ED user, given that you're already a patient. So, you know, this is also, our study only looked at people who made at least one emergency department visit in each of those years that we studied. And so what we found is, you know, given that you've gone to the emergency department, the odds that you're going to be in these frequent ED user categories, so again, 4+, we also looked at folks who made 7 or more visits to the ED or 10 or more visits in a year, and in each of those cases, the odds that you were kind of in one of those categories, given that you were an ED patient or someone who had accessed the ED at least once, they all went down. And actually for kind of that super user group, so folks that make 10 or more visits in a year, that the odds went down even more for that group. Again, once we've kind of accounted for differences in a patient's health status. And I'll say this, the biggest predictor for being a frequent user, whether it was before the Affordable Care Act or after the Affordable Care Act, are mental health conditions and substance use disorders by far. And so that really is kind of a space where we can try to focus some efforts to, you know, provide more integrated care between behavioral health and physical health, and try to figure out ways that we can keep people who do have, you know, mental health conditions and substance use disorders, hopefully out of the emergency department and accessing, you know, care in a better setting.
That's the question then for the other policy campaigns you work on then. I mean, what kinds of facilities then are looked to take some of that load off the ED, so you don't have people who've got mental health and substance abuse issues showing up there where they can't get physical treatment, but not much for what they're asking for.
Right. Now, you know, and I think because so much of, again, Medicaid and in California, Medi-Cal is in managed care. So we have these Medicaid managed care plans, and several of them are really making some pretty big efforts. I know in the Inland Empire Health Plan, for the last several years has been working to kind of expand the workforce available to provide behavioral health, so therapists and substance use counselors, and really trying to integrate that better into the care that they're providing to their members. And one of the big reasons is to try and have you know, people accessing care not in the emergency department. But it's a heavy lift, and, you know, in terms of the mental health workforce in a lot of regions, it's, you know, kind of lower than we'd like it to be. So I think it is a big challenge, especially when, you know, our Medi-Cal system went from about 8.5 million users in, you know, 2012-2013, we're now up around 13.5 million users. And so there really was a large influx of patients that are now in the system. And so trying to make sure that they have access to the care that they need is you know, it's a big lift.
That's 5 million more users.
Yeah. That is.
That's a lot of people. We're talking to Shannon McConville, a senior research associate at the Public Policy Institute of California, who is the lead author of a study called Frequent Emergency Department Users, a Statewide Comparison Before and After Affordable Care Act Implementation. I noticed, Shannon, there are some notes of caution in interpreting the info. Like what are you carefully saying this does not show?
What I'm carefully saying it does not show is we did not necessarily see a drop in frequent users post-ACA. And so I think that that's one of those nuanced things that, you know, and it may feel counterintuitive if we say that the odds of being a frequent ED user post-ACA are lower, which they are. But that's once we kind of account for these changes in the patient population in that post-ACA period, that of having Medicaid coverage and of having various health conditions that we can kind of observe amongst the patients through their diagnoses for when they do access hospital-based care. And so I think that's one of the things that you know, it's a good sign that we are seeing lower odds, and so that helps us to understand that, you know, if we can manage these conditions, that we probably can continue to see that, and hopefully we can bring the share of frequent users down. But yeah, just having 5 million more people in the system than the actual number of people who are in that frequent user category actually went up in the 2 years post-ACA.
In the process of preparing research like this, I wonder if you allow yourself a glimpse at future years, or, you know, you just look at some of the data, even though it's not included in the study, to get a sense of where things might go after these 2 years.
Right. And so I don't have access. So, you know, we were fortunate enough to receive this data from the statewide agency who collects it from all licensed hospitals in California. And so they release it. And I also worked with my colleagues at UCSF. And so we kind of don't have these. But this data is available annually. And so we definitely will be looking at, you know, as more years become available, kind of seeing what these longer term trends post-ACA may look like.
You talked about the difference in Medi-Cal numbers pre and post-ACA. So 8.5 million to 13.5 million, which is a big, it was a 65% increase, something like that?
Yep. Yeah, it's about 60%.
Are you concerned, though, about a backslide with the insurance mandate repealed at the federal level?
You know, for the last, say, year, the uncertainty kind of around what federal action could look like around health policy and a lot of different issues, I mean, has clearly been, I think, on the minds of probably everyone kind of at the state level as well as the local. But, yeah, there would be huge implications if federal policy around Medicaid or the Affordable Care Act changed. You know, again, in California, we had both the Medicaid expansion, which was quite large, and the Covered California, the insurance marketplace, and both of those rely very heavily on federal funds. So changes at the federal level would have big implications for California.
Now, the 7% you cited before of uninsured, is that post-ACA passage?
Yes, that is post-ACA. Actually, that's 2016, so that's the most recent numbers that we have on the uninsured. And so since if we start in 2013 and kind of prior to that, our uninsured rate hovered, I think, around 17%, 18%. Mm-hmm. And then it has gone down 2014, 2015, 2016. And so 2016, it's at the lowest that it's been since we've been tracking it. And it's about 7%. Slightly under 3 million people in California continue to be uninsured in this kind of post-ACA period.
That's what I was looking for, the prior and post. So 17 to 7, for sure. The legislature, I noticed, talks about not so much having to require the federal government to control its fate a little better in California, but did not move on a plan for single payer last year. Do you think there'll be some moves in this year's legislature?
I think, you know, given that we're having a new governor come in, I think it, you know, a lot of it will rest on kind of the new governor and where the legislature. I do believe that in this, The budget hasn't passed yet, but I do think that the legislature put in some funds into some of the trailer bills to fund some studies to try to lay out what single payer could look like, kind of in a more thorough and perhaps thoughtful way than the legislation that kind of had started to move forward in the past legislative cycle. And my guess is that they're preparing that for when the new governor comes in, so that they can be ready to try and move on it if it seems like that's something that could, you know, be amenable to the new administration.
All right, so watch this space for sure. Shannon McConville led the research on frequent emergency department users and is a senior research associate at the Public Policy Institute of California. Thanks so much for joining us today on The Exchange.